Chapter 4, The Training of Workers.
One great object of our schools is the training of youth to engage in service in our institutions and in different lines of gospel work. The people everywhere are to have the Bible opened to them. The time has come, the important time, when through God's messengers the scroll is being unrolled to the world. The truth comprised in the first, second, and third angels' messages must go to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. It must lighten the darkness of every continent and extend to the islands of the sea. Nothing of human invention must be allowed to retard this work. That this may be accomplished, there is need of cultivated and consecrated talent. There is need of persons who can do excellent work in the meekness of Christ because self is hid in Christ. Novices cannot acceptably do the work of unfolding the hidden treasure to enrich souls in spiritual things. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See 2 Timothy 2, verses 7 and 15. This charge to Timothy is to be an educating power in every family and in every school. Earnest efforts are called for on the part of all connected with our institutions, not only our schools, but our sanitariums and publishing houses also, to qualify men, women, and youth to become co-laborers with God. Students are to be instructed to work intelligently in Christ's lines, to present a noble, elevated Christian character to those with whom they associate. Those who have charge of training the youth connected with any line of our work should be men who have a deep sense of the value of souls. Unless they drink deeply of the Holy Spirit, there is an evil watcher who will create annoying circumstances. The educator should be wise to discern that while faithfulness and kindness will win souls, harshness never will. Arbitrary words and actions stir up the worst passions of the human heart. If men and women professing to be Christians have not learned to put away their own evil and childish tempers, how can they expect to be honored and respected? Then what carefulness should be exercised in selecting proper persons as instructors, that they may not only be faithful in their work, but may manifest a right temper. If they are not trustworthy, they should be discharged. God will hold every institution responsible for any neglect to see that kindness and love are encouraged. It should never be forgotten that Christ Himself has charge of our institutions. The best ministerial talent should be employed in teaching the Bible in our schools. Those selected for this work need to be thorough Bible students and to have a deep Christian experience, and their salary should be paid from the tithe. God designs that all our institutions shall become instrumentalities for educating and developing workers of whom He will not be ashamed, workers who can be sent out as well-qualified missionaries to do service for the Master. But this object has not been kept in view. In many respects, we are far behind in this work, and the Lord requires that a zeal be shown in it infinitely greater than has hitherto been manifested. He has called us out from the world that we may be witnesses for His truth, and all through our ranks, young men and women should be trained for positions of usefulness and influence. There is an urgent demand for laborers in the gospel field. Young men are needed for this work. God calls for them. Their education is of primary importance in our colleges, and in no case should it be ignored or regarded as a secondary matter. It is entirely wrong for teachers, by suggesting other occupations, to discourage young men who might be qualified to do acceptable work in the ministry. Those who present hindrances to prevent young men from fitting themselves for this work are counterworking the plans of God, and they will have to give an account of their course. There is among us more than an average of men of ability. If their capabilities were brought into use, we should have 20 ministers where we now have one. Young men who design to enter the ministry should not spend a number of years solely in obtaining an education. Teachers should be able to comprehend the situation and to adapt their instruction to the wants of this class, and special advantages should be given them for a brief yet comprehensive study of the branches most needed to fit them for their work. But this plan has not been followed. Too little attention has been given to the education of young men for the ministry. We have not many years to work, and teachers should be imbued with the Spirit of God and work in harmony with His revealed will instead of carrying out their own plans. We are losing much every year because we do not heed the counsel of the Lord on these points. In our schools, missionary nurses should receive lessons from well-qualified physicians, and as a part of their education, should learn how to battle with disease and show the value of nature's remedies. This work is greatly needed. Cities and towns are steeped in sin and moral corruption, yet there are lots in every Sodom. The poison of sin is at work in the heart of society, and God calls for reformers to stand in defense of the law which He has established to govern the physical system. They should be at the same time maintain an elevated standard in the training of the mind and the culture of the heart, that the great physician may cooperate with the human helping hand in doing a work of mercy and necessity in the relief of suffering. It is also the Lord's design that our schools shall give young people a training which will prepare them to teach in any department of the Sabbath school or to discharge the duties in any of its offices. We should see a different state of affairs if a number of consecrated young persons would devote themselves to the Sabbath school work, taking pains to educate themselves and then to instruct others as to the best methods to be employed in leading souls to Christ. This is a line of work that brings returns.